are all the thoughts we have, sisters, are all the thoughts we have always good thoughts? Has it sometimes happened if we've had a bad thought? Has that happened? You better believe it. Well then, Father, what are you saying? Are you saying that, well first, are you saying that good thoughts, are channels of grace? But are you also saying that bad thoughts are channels of grace? Yes. But sisters, our minds better be enlightened. We better recognize this as a temptation. Sisters, we receive grace not only to perform good actions, we receive grace to, well, resist, avoid, not give in to what are sinful, sinful thoughts, sinful desires. Now back to where we started. This is all on number 54. The secret is to realize that first on the level of the Eucharist in those three ways, always for those who are in the state of grace, Holy Eucharist, as Mass, as Communion, as Real Presence, always increases our sanctifying grace. And just because, now here, are there any sisters living in this building here? Are the sisters living? Are they? No. Where the chapel is over there, right? Are there any sisters living in that building? Okay. No. Just because Christ is present, He gives graces. And not just for those who are, say, living there. Otherwise, you might ask permission to move. But, sisters, I hope you can answer this question. To obtain grace from our Lord's real presence, what is necessary on our part? In other words, do we get grace? First of all, question. Do we get grace just because Jesus Christ is present? Just because He's present, do we get grace? Yes. But grace, remember, we said, is temporary supernatural intervention by God to enlighten the mind, strengthen the will, to perform actions. The grace is an invitation. The grace is an urge. The grace is, well, an opportunity. But do we have to cooperate with that grace? And what's the first condition for cooperating? Our minds, we must be aware that we're getting a grace. So that the more aware we are of our Lord's presence, and sisters, I have, I think, about 10 seconds. When you go to bed at night, think of our Lord present in the Blessed Sacrament and nearby. That makes sense. First of all, have a more peaceful sleep, and you will get grace even while you're resting at night. Shall we close with a prayer? In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostrae. Amen. Mater Divinae Gratiae, in nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Immediate 3 o'clock.